This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good to know the 913 is locked into the Twitter stream. In all caps, you're looking rough this morning, Dusty. Said it twice.
Oh, yeah, two. Okay, gotcha. Just to make sure.
Dude, I'm not going to lie, man. Got hit with that natural air yesterday. Good morning, guys. Awesome ending. What a start to the tourney. Fellas, I've had my air conditioner on for the last few days, but I switched the heat back on because I know it's going to be cold when I get home. I'd have just, like, left it off.
Just complete. Yeah, just nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. They said I get... when I get home from work, I have to work too damn hard to be uncomfortable. Feel like you just leave the thermostat off. By the time you get home, it'd be like 62 in your house. So then you turn the heat on when you get there. Then again, I love when my Evergy bill comes into the email and it says, congratulations, you used less percent energy this week. Thank you, Evergy. Now your bill is due. Perfect. I think I'd say you something the other day, because we talked about the Royals before we went to the break. They're going to play a little bit more on the mainstream of television, right? Like, there's more than just, hey, the Royals are going to play, you know, whatever. They're going to play two games on Fox. So the Royals released this. They're going to play on Fox against Baltimore on May 3rd. And then they have 5 games on Fox throughout the season where they'll play they do play all divisional opponents, Detroit, Minnesota, Cleveland, and Baltimore. The only game that's not is June 21st. They play at San Diego, and that game's okay on Fox. So this is where I think we can finally have the Bobby Witt Jr. conversation, that Bobby Witt Jr. season is upon us. Dusty, you were all over Jack Caglione. Yeah, he was the story. Go back 2 years ago and listen to After Hours and listen to where the Bobby Witt Jr. journey started, right? Kind of the same. Like, I want this guy up on the major league roster. Yep. Well, he's got to do this. He's got to have his service time. The hell with the service time. Put him on the roster. He's the best player in the organization. I'm not saying that Caglione's going to get to that point, obviously, because the Royals being on Fox lets you know one of three things. One, they're a winning ball club. From the year before. Now, I know that we've always done this before where, you know, you can't really justify what the season will be because you haven't played it yet. Like the other night, like I think it was like, was it the Tracy Morgan game that we're going to bring up a little later? Was Nixon Heat?
Yeah.
That, you know, preseason was supposed to be somewhat of an interesting game in the East.
For sure.
And you saw what it was, a guy puking on the court side.
Interesting, but for different reasons.
He had food poisoning, so we're safe.
Yep, we're safe.
I don't think we're made. They came out and said it. He took a picture shirtless in his hospital bed and said, food poisoning. Thank you all for the thoughts and
He's
prayers.
Like, I'm good.
We're good. So don't call me a Richard. Respect. But Bobby Witt Jr. is the other reason why this team will be on Fox. Like, Bobby Witt Jr. got a taste, like a taste of what being a superstar in Major League Baseball can be about last year. And really where he got his biggest slice of the pie was probably at that home run derby. We all watched it, at least locally. Got to the finals. Teoscar Hernandez, the Dodger. By the way, they're already up like 5-1 today. Awesome. The Dodgers are going to win 125 freaking games because their payroll's awesome. I'll stay back on that for a while. But yeah, they're playing in the Tokyo Dome again. Nobody cares because it's the Dodgers. But oh, don't say nobody cares. Everybody's up at 3 a.m. in L.A. watching. You're not. You knew you were going to handle the Cubs. But Bobby Witt Jr. in that home run derby took a lot of people by storm outside of Kansas City. Damn, who's this kid? This kid's swing is pretty. I wonder if he can continue it throughout the rest of the season. Because you know the myths about home run derby. Oh, it messes with your swing. You go do the home run derby. Such a boomer take. Sorry. Such a boomer take. Home run derby is going to mess their swing up. Rest of the season, they're going to slump. Yeah, what did Bobby Witt Jr. do last July? Like record July? We all sat back like, how hot is this guy? Hitting like 500 in July? And I think part of the reason why they are on some of these games with Fox, now again, it's not ESPN yet. It's not Sunday Night Baseball yet. But I mean, like, when's the last time the Royals have had more than one game on Fox's national broadcast on a Saturday? Right? It's because they won last year. It's because they have the superstar. And they play in a division that should be pretty electric until September. Cleveland, Detroit, Minnesota, Kansas City. There are some similarities to this, to your AFC West neighborhood parking lot companion, Kansas City Chiefs, right? Like, the Chiefs are, when they first got Mahomes, they weren't playing six primetime games. Maybe they were. I don't remember 2018 or 2019. Well, 2019. Maybe four. And one got flexed later in the season. I'm sure there's somebody with a fantastic memory be like, Dusty, you're an idiot. They played six primetime games in Mahomes' second year after he won the MVP. Fair enough. Maybe they did. But Mahomes started that sort of, you know, sort of that run for the Chiefs with all the spectacular plays. We talked about it on Monday. What game or what play made him a saint, right? It was like, oh, primetime TV wants Mahomes because they want one of those moments. It's not fair that ESPN got Monday Night Football and Batman's left-handed. It's not fair that CBS got a noon game against San Francisco. Remember that? San Francisco, Kansas City in that game where he threw the touchdown, it kind of was a noon game.
Noon game, yeah.
Right? So
what point, we dream of now.
Point proven there. I'm a 325 guy. Big, yeah, 325 guy.
Big nooner.
Noon's great. 325 is key lime. Well, French silk. Noon would be key
fair.
Lime pie.
Yeah, we probably have different reasons, but yeah, 325, I'm down with. You're right.
Because noon, little early wake-up call, if you go. 325, 9 a.m.
Yeah, if you go, there's no question 325.
Yeah.
If you're going.
Right. But then Mahomes, then Mahomes started to win, and Bobby Witt Jr. now, here we go. To me, this is really like year three, right? Last year was second place in MVP voting. The year before that was like he started to figure it out. Remember the grand slam against the Minnesota Twins? Late in the season, walk-off salami, your boy had it on video.
Kind of a breakout year 2 years ago.
Little bit, 30-30.
Yeah.
I mean, still a fantastic year. And now MLB and its peers have voted Bobby Witt Jr. the second-best baseball player in the league. There's no question who number one is. But you know who number one is? He's an international star. It's Shohei Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't ring here in the United States, right? Juan Soto doesn't ring well with local kids because Juan Soto, he's not you. But you know who is? Bobby Witt Jr. We talk about Cooper Flagg, right? We talk about that. Cooper Flagg could be the first Caucasian American-born basketball player taken first overall in the NBA draft since Bill frickin' Walton in 1974. Hell, Carrington had our boss on yesterday, and they did the Billy Hoyle draft, where they just talked about their favorite five guys that they'd build their team around that were all Caucasian in college basketball. It was a great segment. It's hilarious. I watched it on the live stream. And of course, Speck had like every Duke guy, like Dunleavy, Reddick. Of course. Right?
Nice.
And so what's crazy is Bobby Witt Jr., what are we talking about with this show? Bobby Witt Jr. is relatable to other people. He's not massively huge like Aaron Judge. And he doesn't play for the Yankees. He doesn't speak Japanese and is an international superstar like Shohei Ohtani. That's not relatable. But you know what is? Bobby Witt Jr., he's not this, you know, Greek god, but he swings the bat faster than lightning. He's got pop. He's got pizzazz. He's cool. He's got the same haircut that every 12-year-old kid has. Literally, if you have a nephew or a son, tell me they don't have a mullet. Tell me they don't have the Bobby Witt Jr. haircut. And if he has another one of these seasons like he had last year, which would be miraculous, and say Bobby Witt Jr. does go have this MVP season, and this is the third year in a row where more and more heads get turned towards Kansas City, right? We just told you, six games on Fox. Last year, he did the first time ever a shortstop in Major League Baseball's had back-to-back 30-30 seasons. He was voted the second best player by his peers in baseball. Ohtani was number one. It's not even close. We know where Ohtani is. Ohtani is an anomaly. Ohtani may go down as the greatest baseball player we have ever seen in our entire lives because of what he can do. The hell with Babe Ruth. Ohtani's doing it in today's world. Like, we take certain athletes for granted that are just so much better. We take Nikolai Jokic, I think, for example, way too good for what we think he really is. He's the best basketball player in the world. But he's not relatable, right? Cooper Flagg could be. Not every kid's 6'11". Not every kid's 6'10". But Bobby Witt Jr. is relatable to baseball. And if baseball is going to go through this renaissance and they're going to find a guy to push, Bobby Witt Jr. is that guy. Now, again, production still has to be there, and baseball is hoping that it will be, and I don't think it won't be. Bobby Witt Jr. is too built for business. He's too focused for this. But again, baseball kind of needs Bobby Witt Jr. because they had Bryce Harper and they didn't push it. They had Mike Trout and they were late because then he started getting hurt and he doesn't have the personality. I'm not saying that Bobby Witt Jr. is screaming from the mountaintop with just rainbow of personality, but if you're that damn good and you consistently play, baseball could push you. And if baseball is going to go through this renaissance where they're trying to find their own, and oh, by the way, next year there's the World Baseball Classic. And I don't know who you strap up as Captain America, but by God, a white kid from Texas in baseball seems like the right idea for me. And he's just relatable. And by his peers in baseball at the age of 25 or 24, whatever the age is, somewhere in that ballpark.
He's 24, yeah.
He's the second best baseball player in the world. Behind Ohtani. So technically, in my opinion, outside of the anomaly that may be the greatest baseball player we've ever seen in our lives, the next best baseball player is Bobby Witt Jr. And I don't think there is a comparison that he's like the Josh Allen of the NFL, because I don't think Patrick Mahomes is the greatest football player we've ever seen. He may go down as that. He does things that, you know, we haven't seen, but Ohtani's a little bit different. And it's not Patrick Mahomes' fault. Ohtani's just from Japan, came over to the United States and did the same damn thing, and now he's in L.A. Like, it'd be like if, I don't know, the European Football League was somewhat popular over there. Maybe it is popular, but it's, like, really popular. And Mahomes came over at the age of 30 and then still did what he was doing over there, but, like, showed us that he's still Mahomes here. It'd be like, okay, internationally, he's just that popular. Like, but Bobby Witt Jr., if he can have an MVP run or actually win the MVP this year, because, I mean, look, he was ranked ahead of Judge, Soto, Acuna, Lindor, Freeman, Betts, Harper, Trout, all those names that you thought you'd never talk about. And he plays for the Kansas City Royals. And he's locked up. and he could be the future of baseball. Go have an MVP season. Because what we saw from Pat, right, first year in the league, 55,000. Next year in the league, can't remember, but I think it was like 40 and 4,300. Next year, Super Bowl. Next year, Super Bowl loss. Or Super Bowl. Yeah, Super Bowl loss. Next year, MVP. Next year, Super Bowl. Really never a down tick year for Mahomes. And that's why Mahomes has continued to stay at the top. Bobby Witt Jr. has put two great back-to-back years together.
Historic.
A little bit.
I mean, only shortstop to ever have two 30-30 seasons, and he did it in back-to-back seasons.
And he's also part of, we talk about a renaissance in baseball with the rules and everything that they're doing, but he's also part of a generational talent group of guys, right? Like back in the day, it was like A-Rod, Nomar, Jeter. All shortstops. Now you got De La Cruz, Bobby Witt Jr., Gunnar Henderson.
Yep.
And everybody's going to know who these guys are. The other thing that lets you know things about it is, you look at Bobby Witt Jr., go look at his baseball card value. And that's one thing that I've started to realize of like where baseball is. Like if you're known or you're respected or you're great, go look at their baseball card value. More than just a signed card. It's what everybody wants. And Bobby Witt Jr. is officially that guy. And if he puts together that season again, that'd be year three. You're just building levels of greatness. And all of a sudden it's like, okay, when does it end? Is it a 10-year run? Is it a 8-year run? Is it 23 to 33? And then it's, you know, whatever. But I think he's relatable. I think he's great for the game that is trying to grow itself in a different direction. And I think that being from this, you know, from the United States and being the second best player in baseball and everybody going like, I could be him because I'm not, nobody can really be Judge. Not everybody's 6'9", 270 pounds with a hose of an arm that can hit a ball 500 feet. But you can be Bobby Witt Jr., right? Like he's not a massive man. He's just a guy that's athletically talented in baseball that worked really hard at it. Now, again, had a father who played. So
I think that is more the key there. He's worked really hard at it. That organic story can be clinged on to because, I mean, people relate to LeBron James, but we're not 6'9" super athlete phenoms. I think that helped for Bobby Witt, but I also think that organic come from the ground, work his way up, and to become just naturally, because of his hard work, become how good he is. I think that's the story that people are going to be like, wow, I love that.
And there's a lot of comparisons between he and Mahomes, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Same market, right? Sort of the same upcoming. Like Mahomes' dad was a baseball player, 100%. Also a pitcher. Bobby's dad, baseball player, pitcher. The whole, you know, shock factor of being in a stadium, being in a locker room, minute now, better than their dad.
Yeah.
And franchise players.
Face of the franchise.
Two of the biggest names in the area are the two biggest names in this area are Mahomes and Bobby Witt Jr. Now Bobby Witt Jr. gets your MVP. Continue your playoff run and continue to do what you're doing. Because that's all you have to do. Keep building your legacy. It's just crazy, man.
No, you really kind of have to pinch yourself here in Kansas City sometimes because you have to be like, okay, where did we come from? Where are we at now? You know, where were we 15 years ago and what are we looking at now? What's the next 15 years? Because it's not what it has been the last 20. Right. It's going to be even better.
It's almost beyond that because, like, you know, there's a lot of towns that'll be like, oh, yeah, we have, you know, this player and this player. But there's potentially, outside of Ohtani, there's potentially Kansas City has the two best, domestic athletes in the two biggest sports in the United States, with baseball probably still up there above the NBA, I would say.
Yeah, they're
maybe
like
not.
Tied. Yeah.
It's too close to say one or the other, I would think.
Bob gave us the numbers. It's like 0.6%. It's really close.
So, and then you have Mahomes in football, Bobby Witt Jr. in baseball, which we know we have.
Yeah.
Right? Every season, perennial MVP in football could be. I think there's a chance you could be safe and put Bobby Witt Jr. MVP in baseball, Patrick Mahomes MVP in football, and just call it the Kansas City MVP parlay.
Ooh.
I mean, look, Mahomes is going to come
MVP
back.
MVP parlay.
Right?
MVP parlay.
There you go.
That's what it is. There we go.
But I just think it's Bobby Witt Jr. is just more relatable to the game. And if you want to if you want to have this renaissance where you're speeding up your game, you're implicating new rules, you're trying to put a new face on it, Otani's not the face. People can't relate to that. He doesn't speak the common tongue. That's big. That's why in locker rooms and dugouts, there's the Latino side in their leader, and there's the English-speaking side in their leader. It was Hosmer and Sal. They were good friends, but they knew how to talk to each one of their sides. Hosmer, a little bit more the common tongue of the Spanish word, being with the Cuban descent. But Bobby Wood Jr., dog. Just saying. Let that renaissance start, which is funny that we do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we talked a lot about Bobby Wood Jr. and Patrick Mahomes in that segment. It is a Wednesday Mac and Dusty poll question this week. We do it every Wednesday. Go to the Fan965 on our Twitter page, and you can vote. It's real simple this week. Would you rather be Patrick Mahomes or Bobby Witt Jr.? And I am really interested in why. Now, Unfortunately, we can't do that on Twitter, but you can answer the question.
Well, feel free to comment, too, if you've got a why.
Yeah, if you want to comment on it as well. Would you rather be Bobby Witt Jr. or Patrick Mahomes?